Education is once again in the spotlight, and so are Florida's teachers. Local superintendents say they're struggling to recruit even elementary school educators, a space where finding help has historically been pretty easy. Now the Florida Senate is taking a look, and after years of ratcheting up pressure on teachers, lawmakers could now begin to cut them some slack. I'm Lynn Hatter.
So actually, just the booth I was looking for.
Jackson County School District recruiter Cheryl Williams is on the hunt for new teachers at Florida A&M University. As two women come up to her booth, Williams begins to make her sales pitch.
We're offering some incentives in our district. We're hoping they all come to fruition, like first month's rent at a housing in the housing area, free cable for about a year.
Free rent, free cable. What's not to like?
I don't really know.
Maybe?
It just depends. It all depends.
It depends on
how things happen the next couple of months. Because I am graduating this semester.
Okay.
So it just depends.
Karina Gordon graduates in the spring. And even though she's not enthused about the idea, she still puts her name on Williams's contact list. The struggle to find teachers is real, says Palm Beach Superintendent Robert Avosa.
And I've been involved in the reform movement for over a decade. I could not have predicted the current conditions and the lack of interest in going into education that we're seeing today.
The problem is nationwide. Districts have historically seen a shortage of teachers for science and technology fields and special education. Florida superintendents say the problem is now trickling into elementary schools, where finding educators has tended to be easier. Low-income schools remain a big problem area, and Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says he has a hard time finding educators to work in those schools.
Many are worried about what happens to their career. What happens if, you go over here and you begin to do the turnaround work, and at the end of a year, if the school hasn't turned around and there's still a D or an F, what happens if that person has to be dismissed? What does it do to their resume? What does it do to their next job opportunity?
The causes of teacher shortages are nuanced. Rural districts have a harder time finding employees in general. A study by the Learning Policy Institute cites teacher attrition as an issue. Another report from the American Institutes for Research says there are plenty of teachers, but not enough in certain areas. Pay has been brought up as a problem, too. In Florida, the average teacher salary is about $35,000 a year. And in the past few years, the state has eliminated tenure for new teachers and increasingly placed a greater share of their job security on how well their students perform on standardized tests. Pensacola Republican Senator Doug Broxson says he's disturbed by what he's heard.
So if the murmur throughout the state is that do everything but be a teacher, we can have the best programs or no programs, but if we don't have teachers, we have a severe problem.
Florida superintendents admit they don't know if the shortages are part of a normal cycle or a long-term trend. Now the Senate is looking into revamping the teacher bonus program Best and Brightest to reward more teachers for high performance. It's one of several proposals under consideration. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.